Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
We're back with Josh Reeves, documentary filmmaker, and we're talking about artificial intelligence, AI, Armageddon, apocalypse, endgame. Once again, how do we screen the documentary, Josh?
Well, you can buy it in my download store, and there's various ways you can find it. If you go to coasttocoastam.com and you go to the search function at coasttocoastam.com and type in my name, it'll come up with my profile there on the website, and you just click on my name. And Coast to Coast AM has made it easy for you. There's links to the Josh Reeves Global Reality YouTube channel. And just go to any of my videos there and check the comments or the read more section of my any of my videos. And they'll have links in there so you can go to my download store and buy the downloads. And also the coupon code COAST23 at checkout will get you 20% off.
All right. Dr. Jeffrey Hinton, some call him the godfather of AI, and he recently quit his job at Google because he wanted to warn people about the dangers of, I guess, continuing advances in AI. He called it the technological Pandora's box, and he even went so far as to say he regrets some of his work and cautioned some of the against some of the potentially catastrophic effects that this tech could pose if governments don't step in and regulate. He says, right now, robots are not more intelligent than us, as far as I can tell, but I think they soon may be. According to a recent study, half of all AI researchers, believe there is at least a 10% chance of AI causing human extinction, with many warning that robots could be capable of human-like goals, such as attaining high political office, starting new religions, or even playing God. Wow. 50% of AI researchers think there's a 10% chance. Josh, do you think that's about right? Is that accurate? 10% or is it greater?
You know, I can't guess, Richard. I mean, it would be a guess. It would be exactly that. I don't know. I don't have any idea. But to go back and answer your previous question from before the break, you know, yes, I do think there probably are some well-meaning people in stuff like the Club of Rome that think that they've been convinced, they've been brainwashed to think some of these things are the only way that we can go. But what's interesting too, Rich, is I read an article, I don't know, a few weeks ago, a few months ago, I can't remember when it was, talking about how a lot of these tech companies, that's why I don't like the doctor you mentioned, the guy that was developing AI and stuff, who regrets his work. Here's the thing, though, and I really do believe this. I think we have to be leery of those people as well, because from what I was reading, there's been several articles out about this, about how a lot of these tech companies are actually the ones that are pushing a lot of the fear-mongering when it comes to this AI stuff in order to try and help. So they think that it will help sell their products if they help the fear-mongering. And that's another thing I want people to know about me is I am not a fear-monger. I am not someone who normally goes directly to worst-case scenario in any event. And on the contrary, I'm an optimist. I never go to whatever I think will be the worst case, worst outcome it could be. Not at all. Not at all. This is not, you know, reactionism or anything on my part, my belief in this. This is just from decades of studying the elite and, like you said, the Club of Rome, the people, the controllers that are running the world, and seeing how they have used technology previously to determine how they might use AI in the future. I mean, look what we did as soon as we entered the nuclear age. What did we do there, Richard? You know, I mean, it's pretty clear. So again, every time that these people have gotten this new technology, whether it be, I mean, originally the internet was the ARPANET and the DARPANET, you know, that was created by, you know, DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, originally as an internal communications thing. And then it became the internet. And so I just don't trust any of these people at all who are telling us about AI and, oh, it's going to be, I trust the ones that are telling us that it's going to be okay, don't worry, everything's overblown, about as much as I also trust the ones that are also fear-mongering it a lot too, because their motives seem to be questionable as well. But I think that in anything, you know, there's always going to be, as we were saying earlier, there's always going to be positive things that come out. But the real thing for me that really scared me was before the break, when the question you asked me about, do I think these well-meaning people, if they're just going along because they think this is how they're going to save the planet and save us from climate change and resource depletion and all that. Yeah, I think there's absolutely some people like that in there. And that's one of the reasons why I do the work that I do, is because you never know who this work is going to reach. You never know. Well, there might be some AI engineer that hears this show of yours tonight, Richard, and has a change of heart and says, you know what? I don't like the work I'm doing anymore. This doesn't look to me like it's heading into a positive direction. I don't want to do this. That happens. You know, that's how we have whistleblowers and whatnot. So I think that even though the future and outlook of this stuff does look grim, it's really, we have to come to our own conclusions on this stuff. You know, don't believe me. Don't believe what I'm saying. You know, I made a movie about this because I felt it was important, but I don't know as much as anybody. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe nothing happens. Maybe everything is good. Maybe everything turns out great. But really, that's kind of an unrealistic expectation when you look at who the people are who have used all technology up to this point for their own aims and their own goals and all that stuff. That's where my suspect nature comes into play, is going, I just don't trust the people that have this technology, you know, as much as I trust the technology itself. I really think the technology itself is being developed the way it is, like I said earlier, because they want to give themselves that plausible deniability.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all.
For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I agree. The trust is not a word we use a lot these days when it comes to the ruling elites or the technocrats. But even if they are well-meaning, if they believe that there is an existential crisis and we need AI in order to avert that crisis, their solutions using AI are still pretty grim. I mean, they're still talking about, you know, massive depopulation. Now they'll put some lipstick on that and say, well, but we want to do it peacefully and orderly, if possible. How do you think AI will be used, to reduce populations or at the very least control populations?
Well, it already is. That's the thing. It already is. And there's a clip in my film, AI Armageddon, that I hope people buy and check out. There's a clip in there that I have where it's talking about how people who are now using AI chatbots as girlfriends and how that has affected the birth rates already. Already they've seen a reduction in birth rates already with this little flimsy little AI. I mean, that's the whole thing, you know. As much as I don't see a good outlook for this stuff, at the same time, where it's at, I'm not real worried about where it's at right now. I'm worried about where it's going to be in a few more years. Where it's at right now, you know, where this stuff, where it's just pulling stuff off the web, you know, all the AI genies and all that chat AI and all that stuff. Right now, it's not, I don't think it's as dangerous right now as it will be. But what it's doing is it's building up its brain power by people inputting stuff into it. If you use one of these AI chatbots, you are literally helping to train this thing. And they get smarter and smarter and smarter. So, you know, I think that, again, like you said, it's tough to be optimistic about this stuff when you see what's already been done with stuff like, you know, the internet and how they've used it to restrict free speech in a lot of ways and how they've used it to keep certain people like myself and their work suppressed from, you know, a large consumption by the masses for years and years and years. You know, I've seen what they've already done just with the technology we have now. And so to just even think about what they might do, not a guarantee they will do these things, but what they might do with it is enough to raise the alarms. And that's certainly where I'm coming from and why I made this film. Because I'm not going to sit here and lie to people. I am not an expert on artificial intelligence. I don't want people to get that idea. I'm a researcher, and I research a variety of different topics, and I've been doing it for over 30 years. And I, when I'm researching a film, I'm drawing from every element of everything that I've ever researched for years and years and years and putting that together. And that's what I think that we need more of in this world, is people who are just trying to stand up and do something because it's the right thing to do. You know, that's why I do this. That's why I hope people will support my work, because I teeter on the edge of going under for good every single month because I don't have funding from NGOs and corporations. I don't even have sponsors on my radio show. I have no outside funding. All my funding for my work comes in through my listeners and my supporters from donations and then buying my movies and stuff, because that allows people to know that I cannot be bought, because I can't be bought. These people don't have enough money to buy me. There's not enough money in the world to buy me out. I will never stop. I will never quit. And when I started doing, I just celebrated my 16-year anniversary last month of my show and my filmmaking. And, you know, like I said, it's tough. Sometimes I barely make it, but you know what? I'm never going to quit. And that's what we need more of in this world. We just need more regular people standing up and going, you know what? I'm going to do something, anything. I don't even know how to do it. That's what I did. I didn't know how to make films or talk on the radio or have a radio voice or anything like that when I first started in 2007. But I had, at that point, 20 years of research behind me, and I just figured, you know what? Maybe if I take what I know and I take it out there to the people and I put it out there, maybe there's somebody else who's on their own personal journey of truth and trying to find answers to things, and maybe it'll inspire them to do something. And in the end, I think that's all we can do, is just try to inspire each other to try and get the masses awakened from their slumber. And I'm really positive in that element, because I think that there's more people aware of all this stuff than there ever has been in any point in human history. And so for that, I am positive. But the thing of it is, that's why I've made 7.18 films this year, because, you know, I turned 47 in July, and the ticking clock of Father Time looms large. But also, I feel the ticking clock of us running out of time to expose the elite overlords' plan and what they're doing. So that's where this whole motivation to make 7 films in 1 year has come about. I hope people support my work and buy them, because it's so important that I'd be able to continue, not for me personally or anything else, but just because I want to continue to be that example for people, to show them that, look, it's okay. You're a regular person. I'm nothing special either. I'm just a guy who decided after 9/11, when I worked in the tech industry. I heard guys talking about this AI stuff 20 years ago. They were talking about 20 years ago. I worked for a software company that makes a major tax preparation software. I'm not going to say which one, but it's one you would know of. And guys were talking about 20 years ago. They were talking about how they were moving towards having tax preparation software that's completely AI and does your taxes for you. I heard antivirus guys talking about how they were going to have AI antivirus software. And so I don't, maybe they do now. I don't know, but that's for sure coming. But this is 20 years ago, Richard, that I heard these guys talking about this. So that's what I know, and that's why I got so emphatic about trying to do something, is because I've known for a long time this stuff is coming, and it's really scared me. And I don't, like I said, I don't spook easy, and I'm not a fear monger, but I really felt it was time to, you know, start ringing the bell and putting the light on and trying to.
Even the current iteration of ChatGPT, and I don't know what they're up to now, whether it's 4 or 5 or whatever. ChatGPT creator Sam Altman says he's a little bit scared of it, I am chilled by it. You know, already we have teachers, educators who are very concerned about this, because students are using it to write term papers and you know, essays and so forth. And I guess, you know, there is a way to detect it, but I don't know, the idea of AI creating new music. I'm not talking about what the Beatles did, the surviving Beatles, using AI to extract John Lennon's voice from a track that also contained a music, piano bed. That's different as far as I'm concerned. But when you're creating new music out of nothing.
Music out of nothing, yeah.
Yeah. All of a sudden we have a new song by Jimi Hendrix, and it sounds exactly like Jimi Hendrix, and he's playing, I don't know, a new song that's written by someone using AI. I mean, I suppose there's a bit of it's kind of entertaining and amusing, but we're losing our humanity. Like all of our new music, Actors will maybe replaced. They're already replacing extras in film because it's expensive to hire. Let's say, you know, you have a battle scene, you've got 100 extras, or a courtroom scene and you need 12 jurors. No longer do you need the jurors. They create them with artificial intelligence. This is what that concerns me, is we're losing our humanity. Even if it seems like a cost saving measure or it's convenient, we're losing our humanity.
Well, going back to something you were saying earlier about the self-driving car thing, is, you know, I didn't really get to answer your question properly on that. I don't think, to answer your question from earlier, Richard, that there's ever going to be a time where, no matter how good the computers and the AI get, that it's going to be able to effectively drive a motor vehicle the way that a human can. There's so much nuance and little things that are involved in driving and things that happen on the fly and on the moment, and it's using such, you can feel the way your brain feels when you're driving. It feels a certain way when you're doing it, because you're using all these different things all at once. I don't think that there will ever be a way to perfect, I mean, maybe it'll get better. The driving, self-driving car thing will get better. But my point of that earlier was, hey, Elon, let's get the self-driving car thing figured out first. Then we can start putting chips in people's brains after that. Okay, let's not put the car.
I think you're spot on.
I think that absolutely. There's, you know, it's what chills you to the bone. Again, Richard, is not for me. I'm just saying, for me personally, not so much the technology itself, but who I know wants to get their hands on this and use it. That's what chills me to the bone, and that's why I'm
exactly
scared of,
all right,
because again, for them to just blame it on whatever they want.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.